Our parasha offers an opportunity to encounter a typical human phenomena, multiplicity. It gives us a chance to contemplate its implications. Specifically, it brings us to ask, how do Yaakov, Esav, and their offspring live with each other as two from the womb? And the verses tell us, and the children struggled in her womb, and she said, if so, why do I exist? She went to inquire of God, and God answered her, two, shnei, nations are in your womb, and two, shnei, separate peoples shall issue from your body. One people shall be mightier than the other. The older shall serve the younger. Rivka is pregnant, and the pregnancy is difficult. According to Bereshit Rabbah, the suffering stems from the difference between the two fetuses. They move in opposite directions. When she would pass by the synagogues and the houses of study, Yaakov would struggle to come out. And when she would pass by the houses of idol worship, Esav would run and struggle to come out. Not only are they going in opposite directions, but according to the Midrash, they are also at war with each other, a war taking place within her. Rabbi Yochanan tells us, this one ran to kill that one, and that one ran to kill this one. These explanations of the struggle between the two fetuses are extreme. What might be driving them? The verses, as we said, read God's words to Rivka. Two nations are in your womb, and two separate peoples shall issue from your body. The two instances of the word two, shnei, are unnecessary. One way to understand the Midrash could be that it takes one of these instances as superfluous, and so instead of taking it as the root shnei, two, it understands it as relating to the word sin'ah, meaning hatred. The Talmudic Midrash develops this idea of rivalry between the two fetuses and tells us of two cities, one Romanized in the land of Israel, Caesarea, which represents Edom, Rome, the descendants of Esav, and the other, Jerusalem, representing Yaakov, Israel. And the Midrash tells us as follows. If this one is full, that one is desolate. If this one is full, then that one is desolate. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, from here, this is learnt from the verses, one people shall be mightier than the other. The verse is read as describing a world in which the descendants of these two unborn brothers, Yaakov and Esav, are locked in perpetual rivalry, governed by the logic of a zero-sum game. When one rises, the other must fall. They will separate, struggle, contend. Their conflict born in the womb will endure through generations. Multiplicity allows us to tell a different tale as well. Rivka is pregnant, and the pregnancy is difficult. The presence of two children is the source of her pain, yet Rivka seeks understanding through the experience of others. As the Midrash says, this teaches us that our mother Rivka would go around to the homes of women and ask them, did this pain ever come to you in your days? Rivka does not try to escape her suffering, but to understand it. She seeks comforting connection, a sympathetic ear, and meaning, born of shared experience and open conversation. And the Lord said to her, two, shnei, nations are in your womb. This time, the word shnei, two, is understood not as a sign of hostility, but of resemblance and equality. As the Babylonian Talmud teaches us, what does the verse mean when it says two? That they should both be equal, shnei shavim. The Babylonian Talmud reads this verse as hinting at a story of friendship, one that is described as happening centuries later between a famous rabbi and a Roman emperor. The verse, two nations are in your womb, is understood by Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav as follows. Do not read this as the word nations, but as the words proud ones, not goyim, but geim. This refers to Antoninus and Rabbi. And Rashi explains Antoninus and Rabbi, one descended from Esav and the other from Yaakov. The depth of their connection is revealed in their final words about one another. When Antoninus died, Rabbi said, the bundle has been untied. And Rashi explains this expression to mean our love was such that our souls were bound together. Here the verse is understood to describe a world in which the descendants of those two fetuses, Yaakov and Esav, live in a relationship of closeness and depth, a reality of mutual counsel, help, and care. The two are devoted to one another, bound by a connection that endures even beyond the grave. Throughout history, interpretations of the word shnei, two, as implying hatred, have often served as a religious justification for animosity and a fertile ground for self-fulfilling prophecies of war. Conversely, interpretations of shnei as implying equality have provided the basis for dialogue and mutual recognition. As we encounter the divergent narratives of Yaakov and Esav and their offspring, we may ask, does the existence of two serve as a source of hatred or of richness, as a foundation for endless rivalry or for creativity and fruitfulness, as a cause for existential struggle or as the starting point of deep friendship? The existence of plurality compels us to ask if difference is a threat or an opportunity, two, meaning hatred or similarity. Shabbat Shalom.